last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of The Last Savior from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts or misconceptions with regard to the concept of Mahdawiya or Mahdism. We have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi from Qom Seminary Schools, a Hawza student and also a researcher in Islamic sciences, to help us with the answers that we pose in this series of sessions. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
Thanks for accepting the invitation, Sheikh. In our previous sessions, we have started a new discussion on the trials and tribulations of the time before the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the time of Akhir al-Zaman. These fitnas or tribulations have been mentioned, two of them actually have been mentioned and explained in our previous session. The second of which was leaving Amrun bil Ma'ruf wa Nahyan al Munkar, that is, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. With regard to that, alhamdulillah, you have presented a lengthy explanation and you refer to many hadith and narrations from the Ahlul Bayt that in case that we leave Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahya an al-Munkar, I mean, one of the consequences of that would be that the rulers, the treacherous rulers, will be ruling over us. Some say that these cannot be a sign of Akhir al-Zaman, and these sort of hadith are not well documented. This is actually a doubt that is being posed, and I want you to shed some light on it. And they believe that it's almost 12, 13 centuries after the Holy Prophet that we have not seen any document or, let's say, any historical record that people actually have practiced Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi an al-Munkar, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. So it means that all these long time is the time of Akhir al-Zaman. So why are we actually playing with the minds of people? So what does it mean that till when we have to be waiting for the Imam of the time? They believe that it has not been totally actually closed, but it's not being practiced very much by the Muslims and Islamic Ummah. The result of which we see in the Islamic Ummah that we lack unity, we see the signs of discord among the Muslims, and other consequences that we see. What is the answer to this, Sheikh?
This is a very good question, and again, I need to refer back to that discussion on the meaning of Akhir al-Zaman. And as I explained the other time, one of the misunderstandings about these narrations is that as soon as people read such narrations, they conclude that then reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is very, very close, for example. Mm-hmm. For example, in some narrations talking about Akhir al-Zaman, Rayat Sud has been mentioned,
yeah.
Black flags, for example. Mm-hmm. And after the appearance of the ISIS, and we know that their flags were black ones, again, some people refer to these narrations to conclude that, see, this has been predicted by the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, those people who carry black flags. So Imam Zaman will come, for example, next year, for example.
True.
And this is, a misunderstanding of the narrations. We need to know that, first of all, as I mentioned previously, Akhir al-Zaman doesn't necessarily mean in these narrations couple of days or weeks or even years before the time of reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Maybe these signs happen, and even after some centuries, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come.
Let's have a short break. Inshallah, we shall get back to you and the rest of your explanations about the trials themselves.
الأجل مضى
آخر الزمان has been used in different meanings. Some of them, they are related even to the time before the birth of Imam Mahdi. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Holy Prophet has used آخر الزمان to refer to an event which will take place before the birth of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
In some narrations, as I mentioned in the previous program, آخر الزمان has been used and a fitna in آخر الزمان, a trial in end of time, has been used to refer to the fitna of choosing the next caliph after the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. And we know that many centuries have passed from that time. And again, regarding the black flags, a group of scholars, they believe that it has happened at the time of Abbasids, for example. So this is a very important point for the scholars to explain the fact that for the people that, I mean, it's not an easy job just to take a collection of hadith and read the narration and just to, I mean, come to a kind of understanding and mm-hmm. then a kind of conclusion that because we have seen, for example, these flags, so Imam Mahdi will come next week. Mm-hmm. For example, in one narration, this is just for the argument's sake.
Yeah.
For example, in one narration, it is mentioned that before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam, many people will be, let's say, will pass away because of a very weird and strange disease. Now, as soon as COVID-19 happened, again, we saw that many people, they called it the white death, as it has been mentioned in the narrations.
Yeah.
And they concluded that these narrations are referring to COVID-19 as it is happening today.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it is a kind of misunderstanding. The point is that we can say that maybe these narrations are referring to COVID. But there might be other possibilities. For example, mm-hmm. in the past, we have had other diseases, which could be the, example of that white disease, which is mentioned in some narrations. But the point is that maybe these narrations are referring to another incident in future,
mm-hmm.
through which many people will pass away.
True.
Or another example, the narration, for example, says that so many people will be killed in Syria just before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Mm-hmm.
This is just for the argument's sake. Again, as soon as we see that many people are killed after the appearance of ISIS, some people conclude that so Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come, next year, for example. But the question is that how are you sure that this will not be repeated another time in the future, mm-hmm. in which more than these people will be killed in that certain area? You know, this is one of the, unfortunately, misconceptions about the understanding of the people, about the narrations which are related to the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah.
That is why the Shia scholars, have taught us to believe in five signs as what we call the alaim qat'iyya, the certain signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi.
Mm-hmm.
May Allah hasten his reappearance.
So, Sheikh, you are always actually looking at the second part of it, in the eyes of the adversary of the hadith. Is there any possibility of saying that, for example, the hadith itself is poor in, let's say, document, in its, authentication? Is there also a possibility from that side as well?
Yes, sure. I mean, when we are analyzing these narrations, the first duty of this, that is why I told you that it's not, accepted for any person just to take the book, for example, Al-Ghiba by Nu'mani, to read the narrations and come to this conclusion that, you see, this is the narration,
mm-hmm.
and this is the my understanding of the narration, and this is the conclusion. No.
True.
For sure, for all these narrations, which are very important, first of all, the great scholars who are well-versed in the topic of Rijal and Diraya and all mm-hmm. these necessary fields of study, they need to examine the chain of the narration. If it is not authentic, then we cannot base on our argument on a weak narration.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm talking about these narrations, I have taken it for granted that these are authentic narrations.
Very
otherwise,
true.
The first point and the first stage is to examine.
Thank you very much, dear Sheikh. We are still talking about the trials and tribulations before the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the last savior.
I know I'm waiting for something. something to happen to me. This waiting comes with trials and challenges. Nothing in life is free.
In order to actually see different opposing ideas in this regard concerning the second tribulation or fitna that you mentioned, also there is another extremist part that says that, okay, let's continue doing, for example, bad, and I mean, do whatever is munkar, whatever is bad, in order to hasten the appearance of Imam, or like at least let aside what is going on. I mean, don't involve yourself in amr bil ma'ruf and nahy al munkar. So how can this kind of wrong belief be actually criticized?
As you rightly mentioned, we have had, and we may still have, a group of people who believe that, according to the narrations, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come after the whole world is committing sins, mm-hmm. and the great majority of the people, they are acting and committing sins. So we need to somehow, in one way or another, spread such corruption on the earth, so that we somehow hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. This is a very misunderstanding about the religion of Islam. First of all, when we refer to the verses of the Quran and the narrations, we cannot find even one verse or narration to tell us that in order for you to hasten the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, make efforts to spread corruption on the earth. You cannot find even one narration, one weak narration in this regard. Rather, on the other hand, we have these narrations talking about enjoining good and forbidding evil, even in Akhir Zaman, which is the time before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So if we are taking our duty from the Quran and from the narrations, all of them, they are encouraging Muslims to say the prayer, to do all the obligations, including enjoining good and forbidding evil.
Yeah.
The second point is that these people ignore the fact that Imam Mahdi, to begin with, he is in need of firm believers to help him. And the main enemy of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is not the people. The main enemies of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are the governments.
Very true.
So the point is that we know that, according to some narrations, the first circle of the supporters of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam are 313 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another circle that might be, for example, 10,000 people. So it is only through enjoining good and forbidding evil that we can make people ready to at least help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam have this number of people in his army.
Very true.
So Imam Mahdi alayhi salam cannot have a kind of uprising without any supporter, without any soldier, only does miracle and defeat his enemies. This is not the case. Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is in need of 313 people as the commanders of his army.
Very true.
Then in the second circle, he is in need of thousands of people to help Imam Mahdi alayhi salam defeat his enemies. This is the second point. So we can only achieve that through acting upon our obligations and asking other people toward that.
And we cannot leave Islamic principles, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly asks us in Nas, in a direct, let's say, explicit order to perform it. And we said, okay, for the sake of reappearance of Imam, we can actually abrogate whatever has been actually sent to us.
The third point that I think it could be also taken into consideration is the fact that most of the narrations in this case, they talk about ba'dama mul'at zulman wa jawla. When the world is filled with oppression, then Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come. I think many people have misunderstood these narrations, and they have thought that Imam Mahdi alayhi salam will come when the world is filled with sins and wicked actions. This is not the case. That is why they may say that we need to spread corruption on the earth. No, what these narrations are talking about is about what is related to governments, and that is oppression, zulm.
Dear brothers and sisters, many thanks for staying tuned and listening to the La Savia from IRIB English Radio. I hope that you have enjoyed the discussion concerning the trials and tribulations at the time of Akhir al-Zaman, the time before the advent of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, the last savior. I live in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Mm-hmm.